producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America Tonight. Each and every show, we like to tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News. My pal, former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, in the wings. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Are you planning the Great Escape? You're not going to plant yourself in Washington too often during the summer, are you? It's the worst place on earth to be, I have to say.
Oh, 11 years I was there in the summer. Believe me, I will escape.
Our friend Ellen Ratner is in France, and good for her, because it's so huge. It's the 70th anniversary of D-Day. You've got President Obama there. Interestingly enough, you also have Putin there, too. There's been a lot made about, geez, will they shake hands? Will there be any kind of meeting, that kind of stuff? But it's just a very big deal. What has Ellen told you about what's happening over there?
Well, she's pretty overwhelmed in the sense of, you know, the emotion that builds up for this thing. You know, it's amazing when you go there. I went to the 60th anniversary, and Ellen's experiencing the same thing I did, where you see the cliffs and you can't imagine the people trying to get up there, the amount of people that were killed doing it. They do a parachute drop, and I think 700 and some people died before they hit the ground, and they actually parachute out 700-some people to show you just how many people sacrificed their lives. I mean, it's a very solemn time, and you certainly feel the emotion. You see the graves. A lot of Americans are buried over there.
Yeah, I've never been there, but I can only imagine what that is like. I've certainly seen some of the footage, and I've talked to some people, and we just had somebody on, and it's really sad. You realize the sacrifice, right?
Oh, yes, you certainly do. And there'll be a congressional delegation there, a lot of the media. And again, it's just it's a very, very solemn time. And there'll be some veterans there. There's a 93-year-old veteran that's going to parachute out of a plane.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool. I can't wait to hear more about that for sure. Closer to home, Government Motors, I mean General Motors.
You certainly got it right the first time.
Yeah. People get their hackles up when you even mention GM. And the, you know, what now has happened, the deaths of at least 13 people caused by what they're saying, the misconduct of about 20 employees, showing this pattern that they have of incompetence and neglect. That's some of what came out of an internal memo that they released on Thursday, and the GM chief executive officer announced that 15 people have been fired and 5 more have been disciplined because of, you know, what's happened here. Do you think that's enough? You know, boy, General Motors really is, what's going on? They're like tanking.
Well, they got away with this. I mean, look how long this has been, and they now take, you know, all these actions. I mean, they knew it was such a cheap fix to over the 56 some cents per, you know, vehicle, and they covered it up. I think that it should have even went farther. I mean, somebody should pay for this, and then, you know, what safeguards are they putting in? And they should be accountable to the government. I mean, after all, they took a lot of government taxpayer money. You know, what type of safeguards are they putting in for future recalls? Have they invented a way that the alarm buttons go off? People can't hide anything anymore. So I think they're doing this under the heat and the pressure, but wow, how late in the ball game to do this.
Yeah, I agree. It's ridiculous. When you hear about the price, the parts, it's it really makes you sad. It should never, 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 never have happened. All right, jumping to something completely different, but I can remember not too long ago, the big scuffle over mad cow disease. Now mad cow disease has caused a fourth death in the United States. This is pretty big. You know, what's being said health-wise coming out of the CDC?
Well, this was a shocker. And, you know, because of the story with bird dog, you know, it's overshadowed a lot. And this story didn't get that much attention, but they're taking a good close look at it. It was in Texas. And the man had traveled to the Mideast and I believe Asia. And so they're saying, well, we really don't have too much to worry about, but But they're taking a look into it because, you know, once this gets through the herds and through the strains, it can be just horrific as it was in, you know, over that time in Scotland. They had that big debate in the British Parliament over it. And so I think that they're going to take a very, very close look at where this is at and are there more incidences of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep your eye on that. It is very, very scary just to even see those words, mad cow, and think about that is just awful. Yeah, no question. All right, Bob Ney, Talk Radio News. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
All right, speaking of Bergdahl, and we haven't mentioned that there in that conversation with Bob, but there are a couple of different things that have come out. It depends on some of the news that's churning out there and what the ultimate source is. Fox is reporting that Bo Bergdahl, at one point during his entire captivity in that 5 years, converted to Islam and then fraternized with his captors and declared himself a Mahajin, a warrior for Islam, according to these secret documents prepared for this eyewitness account that ultimately was picked up by Fox. The reports that they have show that he had relationships, you know, with his captors, and it morphed over time from periods of hostility where he was treated like a hostage, which sometimes you hear that happens. It's, you know, that Stockholm Syndrome thing that evolves from that, to where he became more of an accepted person in the group than is understood. And even he was allowed, and this is a crazy thing if this is true, is that he was allowed to actually even carry a gun at times. So, you know, it's interesting, the political swap controversy, the bad deal, how this is being attacked as just a terrible deal. And on the Hill, on the 11th, they're going to have more testimony in the House Armed Services Committee, rather, on this, where you're going to see that the Secretary of Defense comes forward and talks about what he knows about the deal. So there's a lot of interesting material, and the reports have a lot of on-ground detail, and it makes me wonder where all of this came from, names, locations of the commanders who ran the what they called a 200-man rotation to guard one American man, the Idaho native, Bergdahl. And what was this, his life really like? Is this a realistic view of it? Is there any exaggeration here? You know, what are these real-time reports? It's incredible as you look at it and you think of it. And when you hear of Stockholm Syndrome, this is it. Part of it is certainly laid out for sure. So the group that came up with the dispatches is run by a former senior ops officer for the CIA in the 80s, known for having been indicted for lying to Congress about his role in a whole bunch of different things that became known as the Iran-Contra scandal. And he was pardoned by Bush, as you know, in 92 while on trial. So these reports are interesting, and I wonder how much, as we start to learn more, any of this will come to be true, will be some of the things that will be ultimately revealed. I'll tell you what, it's absolutely fascinating stuff. Sadly, another shooting on a college campus where we've got the details coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim and for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
The fact that, here we go, Poppy Sounds, people in a panic, chaos, and another gunman, this time opening fire at Seattle Pacific University, if you've ever heard of it. One person dead and two were wounded before being tackled by a student security guard. The gunman was reloading a shotgun when the student working as a building monitor used pepper spray and knocked him down. I love it. Take the SOB out. Oh, thank goodness. On the ground, other students jumped on top of him, subdued the shooter. 26-year-old man, not a student at the school. So here we go. Acting alone. They're investigating. Shotgun, knife, rounds of ammunition. You know, it's kind of the familiar theme when we talk about this kind of thing. But notice knife that as well. And, you know, so what is this about? Here's what I like. This is what I don't like anything about this except for here's what I applaud. I love the fact that somebody was able to do something. Pepper spray him, smash him down, everybody jumps on top of him. They get him. He doesn't get a chance to off himself and shoot or stab and do whatever to even more people. The shooting started inside the foyer of a hall that houses the university's science, math, and engineering departments. When he confronted three people, he shot them. That's what happened. A 20-year-old man was declared dead at a hospital nearby. A 20-year-old woman in critical condition, a 24-year-old man satisfactory, a fourth in the hospital for what they're saying is emotional trauma. Of course, it's an emotional trauma. You know, people that were in the hall said they heard these muffled shots. It sounded like, as anyone knows, when you're at a certain distance, it sounded like a popping sound. The university president said he turned on a monitor to look at a security camera images from the hall after he was alerted to the shooting, and he says the students acted without regard for their own safety, and bravo to those students, seriously, to those brave students for doing what they did. Police escorted the students out of the building, and of course, what they saw when they went by the certain area, they saw blood on the floor and all of that sort of stuff. And, I mean, just awful. Seattle Pacific, if you've never heard of it, I'd actually heard of it. Seattle Pacific is a Christian university with a student population of over 4,200. It's in the Seattle Queen Anne neighborhood. It's a neat little neighborhood. And it's just a terrible thing that, you know, violence and kids luckily thinking, being brave, acting, another senseless deal that happens in a very public place. So what is the deal with this? What is the deal with, is it a mad, mad world? Or, you know, you have certain people, are they fueled? And sometimes I wonder this, are they fueled by what they're seeing? You know, they hear stories about somebody else and what they've done, and somehow it pushes them to decide that, okay, I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna get my 15 minutes. I'm gonna act out. I'm gonna actually do it. I mean, he was looking to do who knows what, and why that particular college and why those, you know, that particular area that he chose to go into. But the students did a good thing in just jumping on it and acting as quickly as they could. Because then look ultimately what happens. You know, they're able to stop maybe something worse, more people in the hospital, that kind of thing. And at a news conference on Thursday night, the assistant police chief there, a guy named Paul McDonough, said the suspect was in custody and he's 26 years old. He wasn't a student at the school, like I already said. And, you know, they're just leaning on their faith to get them through this. And it's just not clear how some of the things unfolded. There were all the things I talked about, the sound of the popping and all of that. And the graduation is next week, and there's a lot of shock going on at this private university. It's actually in a very quaint area. It's a 40-acre campus, and it's about 10 miles from downtown Seattle. Certainly nothing they're expecting. You know, you think of what happened in Santa Barbara, and we had on this show a student who survived a shooting at Virginia Tech. If you remember that, 32 people were shot in a dorm and a classroom at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia, before the gunman, Sung Ho Chu, killed himself. And that was just hellacious. So campuses which are open are vulnerable to this kind of thing. And that's why there's been discussion, and people hate this. And this is something that Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, brought up, about having people who are skilled with arms, having arms on a university, if they want to carry them, leaving it up to them to decide if they're up to that task, you know, if they want to do that. Because then if you have what happened here go on, somebody can act quickly. And the guy that we talked to, who was just amazing, and if you didn't hear it, go to my website, americatonight.net. And you click on features, and it's under What You Missed, and his name is Colin Goddard. He was actually shot 4 times. He survived that Virginia Tech massacre when he was sitting in French class. And he talked to us about the Georgia gun laws and some other things. And You know, he wasn't anti-gun. He was against things that didn't make sense relating to guns, and wondering why there wasn't more conversation about the middle ground. And I agree with that. I mean, you know, it's time to have the conversation. But look at these kids. And I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I had my friend's children were over, and they are middle school aged, and they asked me if I had ever been in a lockdown. It's very, you know, matter of fact. Have you ever been in a lockdown? I said, no, we didn't have lockdowns when I was a kid. We had bomb threats. We had fire drills, but no lockdown drills. It was definitely a different era. And they have lockdown drills. But I thought that was good because the kids know exactly what to do. And they told me that. You know, you had one that was 13 and one that was 11 and one that was 9. And all of them knew where they were supposed to do, what they were supposed to do, where they were supposed to be. If anything, the worst thing possible could happen. They understood the whole concept of lockdown. And I guess if this is, you can't live in fear, but it's better to be armed with the knowledge. And maybe this helped these kids in this private university, because instead of being fearful, they were brave and whatever anyone does in that situation, I feel for them. But the fact that they jumped on it right away and reacted, I say, man, bravo to that for moving as quickly as you could. All right, let's go to Robert in Ohio. Hey, Robert.
Oh, hello there. Sounding good as usual in there. And I want to discuss the fact of Bird Dog, whatever his name is. I believe that's close, that little deal.
Yeah.
The things I'm hearing from other sources are that the president has broke a law, that he supposedly talked to Congress about doing that, and they turned it down, and he broke some kind of law where it takes 30 days that he would have had to wait to spring that guy.
Yeah, he was supposed to do 30 days, notify Congress for something like that, and he didn't do it, then apologized afterwards, and they said there was a way to skirt around it. But he did do what he wasn't supposed to do, according to the laws. Absolutely, we've talked about that. The fact that he didn't notify Congress, tried to do it before they were aware of it. There was blowback 2 years ago to it, because he's been in captivity for 5 years, Robert. And so I think they realized that they weren't, and thank you for the call, I think they realized that they weren't going to get approval for the 5 Taliban members to come out of Gitmo for Bergdahl, so they circumvented it, said they had a video of him where he looked terrible back in January, and decided to make the move. You know, that's a great fair or foul. Was it the right thing to do? Hang with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Tonight, Bo Bergdahl, you heard the caller talking about that. The fact is, that is the water cooler buzz, without a doubt. A couple of directions on that. The president messed up with the 5-for-1 deal. Also, was it the right thing to do, given that it's all but been proven, although we can't convict people, right? In America, we don't do that. Innocent until proven guilty. But it is certainly alleged heavily that Bergdahl walked off. Was he crazed? Was he immature? What happened? What led to him walking off of his post? And the fact that there were soldiers killed that went after him, naturally any parent would be consumed with anger over that. Even the most generous and forgiving person, it would tear at their gut. There is no question. So there's a lot of things we don't know exactly about the Bergdahl situation. We do know what was brought up, that this was discussed as a possibility, and they were not happy about it on the Hill. They were not looking to make that kind of a deal just a few years ago. Now suddenly there's this opening, and they decide to make the move. Oh, he didn't look good in January. Well, this is June. He didn't look good in January with the video we saw. So we've got to make this move now. And the move is we're going to give up the five prisoners from Guantanamo because, heck, we wanted to close the place anyway. And we'll get him out of there because we can't leave a man behind. I understand the man behind thing from the military point of view. Absolutely. Because you don't do that, right? That's part of that code. Sorry. No matter what the situation is with the soldier, that is part of the code. But it's not so much that's the aspect I have the problem with. The problem is cutting the deal of the five. There was nothing in between this, and they had to make this move now. It's crazy. And the negotiating skills, as I was talking to someone today about this, of the president, are brutal. He has got to be one of the worst negotiators as a commander-in-chief of the United States of America. What kind of a crappy negotiation was that? It was the worst, is what it was. It was the worst. John McCain, who was saying you got to get, you know, John McCain was one of those guys that said in the beginning you had to get Bo Bergdahl out. He's saying that the swap was unacceptable, that this just was unacceptable what happened here. And the worst part of this is we really don't know, not to be fierce, not to plant fear, but we don't know what we do know what these five could be capable of. We don't know if there's going to be blowback for that. I would think after sitting in Gitmo and all the nonsense that happened there, they would love nothing better than to Allah Akbar us. I mean, seriously. I hope not. I hope that doesn't happen. But can you imagine if it does? Then it's like, okay, well, you release the five. Look what happened. Tomas in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. Listen, you want the fun stuff or the serious stuff first?
Give me the serious stuff first.
Yeah, I think that the Republicans are, you know, wasting their time attacking the president on this. I mean, it's not like the guy, you know, went on some workplace rampage or however the Democrats call. He could have killed 30 or 40 American soldiers, all right, if he was a real traitor. But, he wanted to be a little peacenik and everything and save the world all by himself and crawl to China or whatever. You know, he's just one of those little liberal-minded knuckleheads and losers sometimes on the line. Yeah, I mean, when I was in the Marines, we had people like that. You know, they overthink the situation.
Yep.
And so, if he really was a real bad dude, he could have done a lot of damage. And so, they say, you know, we gave up five people. Shoot, man, come on. The Israelis, they'll give up 1,000 people, you know, right? I mean, they will literally give up 1,000 people for one of their people. And so, you know, I just think that, it's not worth trying to, nobody's going to, you know, Obama's not going to lose votes, I don't think, on this.
No. I agree with you there. He's already in his second term. It doesn't matter. He's not running again. But yeah, he's not gonna. But I think his negotiating skills are crappy, though, Tomas. I think that they didn't have to do that deal. I think they could have extracted him for less. I mean, honestly, I do.
Well, you know, I mean, what were we gonna do with those guys and get money? We weren't gonna get anything from.
So, no, they didn't want him back.
But politics, people want to get FaceTime on TV. So whatever chance they get. So let's go to the fun stuff. You got a little history with the Cuban people in Miami. I would recommend you and anybody who enjoys that Latin, culture, Latin music, Latin food to see the movie The Chef. I just saw it with five or six members of my family. We were up dancing. You know, everybody was hungry after the movie. You know, luckily we saw it late at night. So, you know, but otherwise, you're going to go out and eat some food after this movie. And
You're going to go out and eat some food. I understand what you're saying. Cuban sandwiches, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, you know, and the music and the food, you know, and it's a family. You know, there's no sex in it or, let's say, a couple of F-bombs, you know, but not, I mean, in a laughable way. They're telling jokes, a bunch of cooks, you know, on the cooking line, you know. And then it's a lot of fun stuff between, you know, like older and younger generation, too, because, you know, one guy doesn't know anything about, you know, Facebook or tweeting and the other. And the little munchkin, you know, he knows all that stuff backwards and forwards. And so, you know, that's a lot of fun, too. It's a good family, father-son situation there, you know, how they're working through that. And it's a great movie. I enjoyed the heck out of it. Now, if you don't have anything, you know, if you don't have anything to do with that, they got brisket. If you're not into Latino, they got plenty of brisket in there, so.
I love that. You crack me up. You know, when you do a cheap movie review on this show, you get a copy of my book for free, Tomas. I send it to you. So if you hold on, we will get your information, and I will send you that book.
Well, I am not getting any food tonight, but I'm getting a free book, so.
All right, Tomas, thanks. Hang on. How about Tomas? Wow, the voice of reason. I think that he has definitely slipped over to the Democratic side. He sounds exactly like my friend that I was talking to today, said similar thing to Tomas, except for agreed and brought up to me. He thought that the whole negotiation thing was terrible, which I agree with. But he said the same thing, that, listen, you know, we agreed you can't leave. You can't leave the soldier behind, so this was the deal. He was the last guy in, and they made the move, and there's lots of conversation about it. But moving on from this, is it going to do anything to the Obama administration? No. I mean, listen, you know, this idea that there's a chance of Obama being, you know, being impeached is just crazy to me. I don't know where that comes from. And that's when I made the statement, and I've actually had a lot of people tell me lately they think he will be impeached and that they want to see me walk naked to New Jersey, because I said I would walk back to my home state naked to New Jersey if the president was impeached, and that's not going to happen. Dale in Illinois. Wow, what a night. We haven't spoken to you in a while. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, Kate. I wanted to make comment about this trade. Guys, this guy, you know, when he first came into office, I didn't vote for him, but I had great hopes that he would try to mend this racial divide. You know, that went out the window. Mm-hmm. And then he continues to make these foreign policy blunders of such huge proportion. I just don't understand. I don't know what his thinking is. I mean, here we got a guy who walked off his post, mm-hmm. who was AWOL, apparently a deserter, mm-hmm. and we trade all these high-profile Al-Qaeda guys for this bozo. I mean, is there something I'm missing about this?
Well, I mean, it depends on your point of view. It's what you said there is absolutely right. By all accounts, he allegedly deserted. He left his post, dropped his gun, walked away. I think he either wasn't right, that something was wrong in his head, or like Tomas said, it's like, whoa, I'm a peace person, I'm running to the mountains, I can't do this anymore. But regardless, what happened, there's no changing that, Dale. That because he was missing, because he was captured, hey, his platoon went after him. Because that's what you do in the military.
Yeah,
they went to the village, and they were killed.
Yeah, people died, and no one forced him to join up.
He
wasn't a draftee.
Yeah, he did it on his own. Yeah, that's true.
Just amazing. That's all I got to say.
All right, Dale. Hey, you have a great weekend. So you heard two different points of view. Where do you sit on this one? You can always weigh in. We got a little D-Day special for you coming up on the flip side, though. 855-266-5283. I'll meet you there.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
Ah, D-Day, the celebration's 70th anniversary of D-Day. At the top of the show, you heard Bob Ney tell us that our pal Ellen Ratner is pretty emotional as she was thinking about what actually happened on those beaches, on those shores. And I mentioned that I had just seen footage, and it just kind of grabs you in the gut. I had a great uncle that was part of that whole thing, and Uncle Tommy, and he would never talk about any of it. But the Normandy landings, codename Operation Neptune, were the landing ops on June 6th, 1944, a.k.a. what we call D-Day, the Allied invasion of Normandy during World War II, the largest seaborne invasion in history. And it began the invasion of Western Europe, German-occupied Western Europe, that led to the restoration of the French Republic, and, of course, contributed to an Allied victory in the war. The lead-up, the deception, what happened, this whole story is absolutely incredible. And the many soldiers who fell on their swords, so to speak, to make all of this happen. There were so many brutal things that we learned afterwards, and D-Day, to have D-Day and have it all come together, thank goodness. I mean, that's what I can say, thank goodness. It's hard to believe, too, when you think about it, 70 years. Wow. I mean, time flies, it really does. And more of the people from World War II, we're losing them a lot of in their 90s. And we've had the fortune here in America tonight to talk to a couple of them and a couple of people who served and still have very clear minds and talked about what it was like being 18 years old, being 19 years old, and going through that. And it's a good time, once again, to salute those who serve and put themselves on the line in the name of freedom, and especially those first couple of world wars. I'll tell you what, if you missed it, I would recommend you go to the History Channel. If you have on demand, it's so easy, or I'm sure you can find it anywhere, but watch those the world wars. It was a three-night thing, and I tell you what, I watched every second of it. I was blown away by even just the new little nuggets of information that I found out in watching it. Things that I, you know, the big things we knew, but some of the little things that I had no idea about. It was such a well done kind of documentary, docudrama, and really tells the tale of what happened there. It's interesting too, because we have D-Day, and it's very definitive what happened, and ultimately our role and the involvement and the toll it took, and everything else as far as the first two wars are concerned. Now here we are wrapping up Afghanistan and all of this controversy over Bergdahl, but more than that, what's happening at the tail end of this? What happens with a bilateral agreement that's not signed? Hamid Karzai still hasn't done that. And the pullout of the troops. And what does that mean for the people in Afghanistan? And what does it mean for the Taliban? It's been such a very long time between Iraq and Afghanistan that we have cleared the decks, but we are, you know, now officially clearing the decks. I promised myself I would lighten the load, so to speak, at the tail end of this hour and tell you a couple of quick things. One, did you know that June 6th is also National Donut Day? How do people come up with these things? I guess a marketer did. They figured, hey, this is a great way to get people in your stores, so let's call it National Donut Day. But apparently, the day goes all the way back to the 30s, 1938. The Chicago Salvation Army originally started the holiday to commemorate women who served donuts to the soldiers during World War I. So to celebrate, two of the largest donut chains in the country offer freebies. And who were the two largest chains? Who do you think the largest chains are? Well, that would be Krispy Kreme. If you go to a Krispy Kreme, you can get a free donut, any kind. You don't have to buy anything. And these are locations in the U.S., by the way, and Canada. Dunkin' Donuts, they're giving you a free donut if you buy a beverage. So if you go and get coffee, you can get a free donut. How about that? You know what? I'm not a donut person, but thinking of these donuts and looking at pictures, I pushed aside some pictures of donuts. Suddenly, it's like, wow, Krispy Kreme original donut actually sounds pretty good. I used to take the train from New Jersey into a Penn Station. If you've ever been to New York, you know what I'm talking about. But if you haven't, you're going from Jersey into Penn Station. And at Penn Station, there's all this activity. And there's a food court, of course, like everywhere on the planet Earth. And they have a Krispy Kreme. And we used to always run by the Krispy Kreme and grab a Krispy Kreme donut on the way back to Jersey. Because Krispy Kreme, they expanded so rapidly that they then decided they were going to shrink a little bit. So there are still Krispy Kremes in the United States, but they're not as as prevalent as Dunkin' Donuts. So wherever you're listening to me, you might have a much easier time going to Dunkin' Donuts. And if you have local donut places, which there's always a ton of them, you should tell them, hey, it's National Donut Day. I'll buy a coffee or some juice. Will you give me the donut? I'm going to throw in sports here for a second because the NBA Finals are going on. And check this out. You'll find this interesting. You know, we're talking about the heat is on. The heat is definitely on. There was a power failure at the AT&T Center in San Antonio where they played this first one against the Heat without air conditioning for most of the game. Can you imagine it? These guys pounding up and down on the floor with no air conditioning? Or how about fans who pay a fortune to watch the game, just sweating it out. And it's in the 90s in Texas. So players, fans, coaches sweating in a terrible climate. The Spurs beat the Heat 110-95. LeBron James, I mean, I think it was just too much for him. It was too much. In the fourth quarter, he left. He needed help off the floor a couple of times. Please, oxygen. The arena, they say, was 90 degrees. And they say that what happened was James had a left thigh cramp and was getting an IV. And LeBron James, in a typical joking fashion, said, they're trying to smoke us out of here. He scored like 25 points in the loss in 33 minutes, and then finally that was it. I got to go to the locker room. I can't do this. It's just brutal. It's just brutal. The hot conditions were significant. That had to be a factor. I wouldn't be really happy. I think that's something to whine about. If I was the opposition, I wouldn't be happy about that. I mean, the fans, you could see their faces sweat. It was like, it was like that someone turned on a hose over the people, and they just, sweat was pouring out of them, and the people were fanning themselves with anything they could find. And man, I think they have to do something to make that good. What, I'm not sure, because it's over, and I guess if you're a fan of San Antonio's, you're happy about that, but I think that's brutal. And hey, if you know nothing about horse racing, you might want to watch the Belmont in New York this weekend. We are just a day away. California Chrome, of course, is the Belmont favorite, has the number two position, could win the Triple Crown, has won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. If this horse wins the Belmont, it becomes the first Triple Crown winner. Here's a wow for your friends. Becomes the first Triple Crown winner since Affirmed in 1978. I say go, Chrome, go.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.